Hey mamas, welcome to Modern Nurture, where mothers meet at the intersection of instincts and evidence. I'm your host, Jess. I'm an engineer turned mama, and I am so excited to be here with you. Today, I'm just going to briefly talk to you about why I'm here and what this show is all about. Then I'm going to give you my unconventional take on tummy time to give you a feel for what I'm all about. There were three moments, or experiences, I should say, over the course of the first 2 years of my daughter's life that led to this podcast. You may relate. The first is that my daughter didn't sleep until she was over 2 years old. And even then, it wasn't perfect at all. I went back to work after maternity leave, and everyone could see how exhausted I was. And everyone in my life kept telling me to sleep train. Take care of yourself. Get that baby in her own bed, in her own room. And none of that felt right to me. So I followed my gut, and when she was old enough that I wasn't as worried about suffocation anymore, I started co-sleeping with her in my bed, and we started getting way more sleep that way. And it was a really great way to keep our bond strong, even though I had to work during the day. The second experience is related, but while I was so exhausted, there was this nagging question in the back of my mind, and it wasn't helped by the fact that a scientist and author named Matt Walker was making the rounds on the internet at this time, talking about how vital sleep is for longevity, overall health, your organ function, your brain function, everything. And I kept thinking to myself, the main purpose of humans on this planet is to reproduce. How is it possible that the mother, when taking care of her infant, would be left in such a vulnerable and exhausted state? So that question was nagging in the back of my mind, but I was pretty exhausted and just kind of surviving. So I didn't really think. It's one of those things that seems obvious, but I also was just in survival mode and wasn't thinking that deeply or researching it. So I came across a book when I was listening to the Hey Shayla podcast called Sweet Sleep, published by the La Leche League. And that book changed everything for me. Not only did it help me figure out how to be sleeping with my toddler, how to be sleeping with my daughter in a way that allowed us both to get a really restful night, but over the course of the book, it also validated a lot of the choices that I had made that went against conventional advice, but felt right to me. That's kind of where my motto, "Let science guide, but intuition drive," came from. The third experience that I had that led to me wanting to connect to moms a little more was nursing a toddler. It feels weird when in fact it's totally normal. It's way more normal than weaning at 1 year or sooner. And yet, we, the toddler nursers, are the weird ones. So the fact is, I want to talk to moms about the things moms should know and the things I wish I'd known. I want moms to feel heard, seen, and never alone in their experiences. I want to build a community of mamas, no matter how small, that we can tune into and feel support from. Finally, I am a wellness nerd. It's a really hard space to navigate when you are in the pregnant, breastfeeding, or may become pregnant phase of life. So I will also feature general wellness topics that mamas care about too on the show. In the first few episodes, I'll be interviewing experts on infant sleep, pelvic floor health, childbirth, prenatal fitness, and I'll talk to a hormone coach that will help us understand how to reduce PMS and even more severe hormonal issues and live more symptom-free. So I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Can't wait to hear from you. Now, here is the audio from a standalone video I made on YouTube about my unconventional take on tummy time. I hope you enjoy it. Mamas, we've been lied to about tummy time. Hey mamas, I'm Jess. I'm an engineer and a mom, and I make videos to empower mothers to tune into their instincts and thrive with their babies. I'm also the host of the Modern Nurture podcast, where we interview experts to get advice on how to nurture our babies and ourselves. When you become a new mom, you quickly realize that there is a pipeline of parenting advice coming at you. And faced with that, I developed my own three-part framework for figuring out how to assess the advice and if whether or not I was going to apply it. And I'll share that framework with you now. The first question is this thing close to the biological norm, or is it the biological norm? If it deviates from the biological norm, Is it harmful? Does it have the potential to be harmful? Do I know whether deviating in this way would be harmful or not? And three, even if it is not harmful, do I have a sufficient justification for deviating from the biological norm? This framing really clicked into place for me when I read a book called Sweet Sleep, which is this beautiful, wonderful manifesto of motherhood that was written by or published by La Leche League. I can't recommend it enough. I wish I would have read it before my baby was born, but I actually didn't stumble upon it until she was about 18 months. It was still helpful though. So I linked to the book in the description below. I also linked to a free trial of Audible, which if you haven't heard of Audible, is a marketplace of audiobooks so that you can download them and listen to them while you're doing dishes or taking a walk or whatever you do that requires your hands and eyes. The cool thing about this free trial is that you get to download this book for free during the trial. And even if you're not happy with the subscription, you can cancel it before you pay a dime and you still would have gotten the value of that book. All right, back to tummy time. In this video, I'm going to use this three-part framework to evaluate the concept of tummy time. In doing so, I will cover things like what is tummy time, why is it recommended, and why I think we should be considering that advice more carefully. Let's start with what is tummy time? Tummy time is an activity where you supervise your baby and you lay them on their tummy on the floor or on some prop so that they can strengthen their upper back and neck muscles. It's also recommended for reducing the risk of developing a flat spot on the back of their head that babies sometimes develop from laying on their back a large percentage of the time. If you've ever had a newborn, you may have noticed that they hate tummy time, and I don't blame them. Imagine being a newborn and trying to figure out why your mother is repeatedly laying you down into a face full of carpet. I'm going to read you a quote straight from Sweet Sleep because I think it beautifully breaks down how to think about parenting advice like this. And it actually kind of follows the framework I was talking about at the beginning of the video. So here goes. Tummy time. A baby spending awake time on his tummy gets a lot of press these days. You might hear that if your baby spends all his time on his back or in an infant seat or car seat, his muscles may not develop as well and his head can become misshapen. But wait a minute. If so many of our babies need tummy time and maybe even a helmet to achieve normal, does it not mean that something about our current behavior has somehow strayed from normal? Let's think about what happened in the area BC before carpeting. Tummy time would have involved packed earth, sand, long grass, or maybe sticks and leaves. Instead, babies were carried almost all of the time, and not just by their mothers. They'd be passed along to older siblings, dad, grandparents, or doting friends. The baby who's carried is constantly jostled and shifted, and does his own jostling and shifting in response, awake or asleep. Automatic exercise. And his head isn't pressed against something firm and immobile. Automatic normal growth. Tummy time is an imperfect attempt to recreate what babies get from being carried around most of the time. Babies often fuss or cry when they're expected to do tummy time on the floor, but if they're on a parent's chest, they're happy. In fact, the baby who is carried far more usually cries far less. If you don't carry your baby much, tummy time might have its place. But remember, carrying your baby strengthens muscles, teaches balance and coordination, and involves your baby in a world of movement, changing images and languages, much more than a few minutes a day on the floor can. Consider shaking out that sling or wrap that you got as a baby gift and talking to some sling-wearing mothers about the how-tos. You and your baby will probably enjoy the ride. So what do we learn from that? If we apply the framework, question one, is this biologically normal? Sorry about that. Lost some video. So where was I? Oh, yes. One, is it the biological norm? No, probably not. And then two, if it deviates from the biological norm, is it harmful? No, I don't think that it's terribly harmful for your baby, but they do get a little stressed out when you do it. So I would think about that in how you implement it. And then three, if it's not harmful, is it for a good reason? So that could be a yes for you. If you're not able to carry your baby around all the time, tummy time has its place. Said so right in the book. Now look, I know that modern life and modern commitments may mean that you can't carry your baby all day or provide a caregiver that can do that. In that case, I would give whoever takes care of your baby for you instructions on how you do or do not want tummy time to be done with your newborn. And then, when you are with your baby, I would say carry your baby as much as possible. That actually has so many benefits that I'm making a whole nother video about, so I'll link that below once it's ready. You can also try an awesome tummy time alternative, which is laying on your back, putting your baby on your chest. Pro tip, do this skin to skin. There is nothing in the world that your baby wants to see more than your face, and there's nothing they want to do more than be with you. She will also love the option to nurse while she's laying there on your chest. And on top of that, you get to relax. So it's a win-win-win-win. Anyway, to be clear, my qualms with tummy time are really for the first 3 months. All your baby wants in the fourth trimester is to be with you. Recreating the womb to the extent possible, whether that's by wearing your baby, having skin-to-skin time, or even things like white noise can be really helpful in enabling you and your baby to thrive in those first 3 months. So that's where I'd focus. Today, I shared a passage from my favorite book, Sweet Sleep. If you're not sure you want to buy it, and you're not sure you want to try an Audible free trial, then check out my review here, where I go through my favorite parts of the book and the bulk of the stuff I learned from it. If you like this video and you got value from this video, please like and subscribe. You have no idea how much it helps. Disagree with me? I want to hear about it below in the comments. I'd love to chat. I would also love to hear from you if you have a story to share where you went with your instincts instead of some parenting advice and what happened. I would love to know. Tell me in the comments. See you next time.